If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 8. You're looking right there at verse number 1. Before I do that, I'd like to make a few announcements. I think this is starting to become the announcement time almost. We do have a baptism tonight at 7 p.m. at First Christian Church of the Beaches. It's not at Michler's. We were dealing with some closing, and then also it was getting busier and busier over the years. But this is a church where Pastor Mike Amos over here at First Christian Church of the Beaches has opened up their parking lot to us. So there's kind of front parking and back parking. And I think everybody kind of has GPS these days. You just punch it in there. In your bulletin in that bottom right corner should be the address and the name of the church. And that's going to let you know where we'll be, 7 p.m. You might want to get there just a little bit early if you want to make sure you make it down to the beach some. They're having their prayer meeting, and it should be done at 7, Pastor Mike told me. So he says, you guys feel free to come. He says, I hope you use the parking lot a whole lot more. So I was just really thankful to hear his heart and their generosity to us. We should be praying for them at this time. Baptism tonight at 7 p.m. The Riviera couple, Carmelo and Janina, getting baptized. And then little Elizabeth has said, you know, I made a decision for the Lord years ago. She says, but I want everybody to know I've made a decision to follow Christ. And just such clear clarity from such a young mind. I was so thankful to hear that. It's not complicated. The other one is next Friday at 6:30 p.m. On Friday, April 12th, 6:30 p.m., will be a VBS meeting. So a time to come together. You guys are starting to get a plan of the direction you're going to be going, and a time just to make sure, you know, all of our hearts are lined up in the right direction. So that'll be next Friday, April 12th, so 6:30 p.m. here at the church. The other thing I would like to make, just one more announcement, the third one, is if we could just continue to remember the senior parking that we have out here, if we can remember some of our senior members, it makes it a little easier for them to get into the parking lot. So it has the signs out there. With that being said, if you look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and there's a particular verse that I wanted us to go over with, and the question I want to leave you with is, are the decisions that I'm making with the goal in mind or the thought in mind or the heart in mind to build up the body? And so this is a good verse that kind of challenges us. Which way am I thinking? So verse 1. Now concerning the things sacrificed to idols, so this is really taken from a time when there were some that were willing to eat in the temple, or i.e. the food that was coming out of the false worship, and that was kind of causing some of the other members of that Corinthian church to stumble or to question. So if I can put it to you this way and put it into principles for us today, you know, you may have a group that thinks, well, I can go do this, and you may have another group that might think, whoa, wait a minute, what are you doing? And what it does is, if we operate in the realm of selfishness, it can cause hurt and division within a body, within a family. So no different than a family at home, it would cause hurt and division. So look at me, verse 1. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. We understand that they're just things. They're not real gods. We understand that. Now he'll go on to say, knowledge makes arrogant. That word knowledge in this particular context is an understanding of the things of God in Christ. There's a knowledge of understanding the things of God in Christ. There's a knowledge of that. I know about the things of God. I know about the things of Christ. But you can't stop there. It has to be attached to love. So think about peanut butter and jelly. It's got to be attached. If you want it to be a better sandwich, or it's just going to get dry and sticky. It's not going to have that better taste to it. So knowledge makes arrogant. This word arrogant, I really love it. It's a good word. It means to inflate, make proud. It also has meaning to puff up, We know somebody is kind of in trouble right now with puffing up in the news. But it means to puff up and to bear oneself lofty, to be proud, to swell up. But a key point is that we start to become more inflated in our own minds about who we are. That's basically it, how important I am, rather than how important is the body. How important are the people of God, not how important am I? And it makes arrogant, but this is where it says, but love edifies. So love is the word agape, which means affection, which means goodwill, which means benevolence, you know, a disposition to do good, a disposition to be helpful, a disposition to have acts of kindness. It says, so you can have the knowledge, but you can't stop there. It's got to be attached to this love. We all want to have an understanding and an understanding of the things of God and Christ, but is love attached to it? And so this word love, he says, so, but love, when you walk in love, is going to be far more superior. I believe it's even in the book of Ephesians that it says that love will be more righteous. It's going to be love. That's going to be more powerful in your lives and others' lives. Love that's anchored in truth. It always has to be anchored in truth, not world's love. But love edifies. And this word edify really means to promote Christian growth. So I'm thinking more in the realm of the decisions. We all should be thinking more in the realm of the decisions. If the decisions that I'm making, my desire is to build up the body, but not think of myself, or i.e. someone thinking of themselves. Are the decisions that we're making a desire to promote Christian growth? It would go on to explain it this way within some of the meaning, to promote Christian growth and wisdom, so skill in how to please God and to live out the things of faith, affection, grace, unmerited favor, virtue, integrity, holiness, being set apart from the things of the world, and happiness. So is my desire and the decisions that we're making as a church, so I'd like to pose you with this question for this morning's offertory. Are the decisions that you're making, is it in mind to build up the body, or is it more in mind to thinking of myself? So that's the question I'd like to pose you with today, because Scripture tells us you can have a knowledge, but if you don't take it past that into the realm of the person of Christ Jesus and love and sacrifice, then you're going to end up being on the side of arrogant. And we don't want that, because God is opposed to the proud. He gives grace to the humble. We want to go all the way further into that nature of Christ, which is love. And we know nobody knew more than him, but he really gave himself to build up others. And so that's really where we want to be too. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, we want to thank you that you gave us such a great example that you gave of yourself for all of us, Lord, and that you willingly sacrificed yourself upon the cross, the ultimate sacrifice, to give us a picture as you went around ministering. And even times, Lord, where you were spending time alone with your Father on the mountain, and the disciples would find you, and you would get up, and you would go with the disciples to go help them grow, to go minister to them. Lord, you set a great example for us. So, Father, my prayer today is that you would help all of us begin to think through our days, that we would begin to look for that time to spend with you, however that may work out, that we would be growing in you and being built up in you. And then, Lord, we would go out and we would serve. We would go out and we would sacrifice for one another. May it start at home. May it spill out into the church. And may it spill out into the communities around us, Lord. And that, Lord, we would be servants. And that we would be desiring to spread your gospel and build up the body in you. In Jesus' name, amen.